After almost 2 years of heavy crackdowns on the tech sector, China's government wants to build an affectionate relationship. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Food delivery, ride-hailing, social media, online insurance, even education, corners of China's multi-billion dollar tech sector, none of which have been immune to a massive regulatory crackdown in the last roughly 2 years. It's been a tumultuous period that's led to layoffs, closures, and companies forced to rethink their global expansion strategies. Now, though, China's Cyberspace Administration says it wants to create a, quote, healthy, get-to-the-top, can-do entrepreneurial atmosphere. The BBC's Andrew Wood explains why there's been such a stark and sudden change in tone toward tech.
The idea of an affectionate relationship between internet enterprises and the government. The regulators are saying, what one of the senior people said, that he wants now to create a, what he called, a healthy, get-to-the-top, can-do entrepreneurial atmosphere for the technology sector. And the thing was that it actually did until about 2 years ago. The Chinese government has cracked down on companies, saying that some of them are abusing data privacy. But it certainly made a lot of these big companies very cautious. Companies like Alibaba and Tencent, they're cutting back on their new investments.
So perhaps the Chinese government sees the success of its companies, or what could be the success of these companies, greater success, as being a benefit to the economy as it looks to recover from this COVID-induced slump.
Tech companies thrive when people aren't looking over their shoulders and telling them what to do, or they don't thrive if they have to start anticipating what a government might want to do. I think that, you know, there's a possibility that with what the regulators are saying about this new affectionate relationship, that they feel that they've gone too far. I'm very skeptical that the companies will feel the love.
Any word from any tech companies today after this press conference?
I haven't seen any reaction. And I think if I were a big Chinese company, I would say as little as possible about government policy, just to be on the safe side.
The BBC's Andrew Wood for us. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
A quick check of the numbers. Despite those assertions from China's Cyberspace Administration, stocks today closed lower on worries of rising COVID-19 infections and how that could further affect the country's sluggish economy. Germany's DAX, meanwhile, has slid as much as 1% this morning after producer prices there saw their biggest ever jump last month. To the Korean Peninsula now, where earlier this week, South Korea's president offered economic aid to its northern neighbor in exchange for nuclear disarmament. Today, though, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister rebuffed the deal, which she described as the height of absurdity. She called South Korea's president simple and childish and said no one barters its destiny for corn cake. The BBC's Alistair Coleman has more on that story.
In effect, she's the voice of her brother when an aggressive statement is needed, but one step removed from him, so it can't be deemed to be totally national policy. She's very much the bad cop of the good cop, bad cop philosophy here. And she actually said in today's speech that we hate you, Suk-yeol, that's the South Korean president, as a human. North Korea's said over and over again that their nuclear deterrent is not negotiable. So it's going to be rejected out of hand. In fact, President Yoon's popularity in South Korea is taking a complete nosedive. There's a little bit of buyer's remorse from the electorate who put him there in the first place. So it could be a very difficult few years in North-South relations.
That's Alistair Coleman there. In the northern and southernmost parts of the world, summer means almost endless hours of daylight. And it turns out that extra sun is great for the economy, as the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson found out on a recent trip to Sweden.
A summer evening in the Swedish capital, Stockholm. And although it's late, the sun is still shining. People are enjoying al fresco meals and drinks and squeezing as much fun as they can out of every sun-soaked hour. Bar and restaurant manager Rami Awad says the longer days bring big economic benefits.
So basically, when you go out during the winter time or during the fall, people go out here at 5, 6, they have a dinner, and then by 9, 8, they feel like, oh, okay, it's getting quite late. But now in the summer, people go out, say, around 8, 9. Then they enjoy, you know, until 1 o'clock. And as long you stay and as long you are enjoying, then you spend more money. So economically-wise, definitely it makes a difference.
In Stockholm, where Rami's based, the sun does set for a few hours a day. But further north in Swedish Lapland, it doesn't go below the horizon at the height of summer. Abisko is 200 kilometres north of the Arctic Circle in Swedish Lapland, and nowadays it's a popular visitor destination for viewing the midnight sun. On Midsummer's Eve, one of the most important dates in Sweden's holiday calendar, I visited Camp Rippan, a kind of upmarket holiday village in Kiruna, Sweden's most northerly town. And as traditional Midsummer accordion music played, I chatted to Laura Arendt from the state of Indiana.
We wanted to come up into the Arctic Circle because we've never been this far north and wanted to experience the midnight sun, because we certainly don't get that at home.
But the light doesn't just have an impact on the tourist economy of northern Sweden. It's also integral to some very traditional economic activities. In the ancient village of Jukkasjärvi, I met up with Niels Nutti. He's a local reindeer herder who explained why the midnight sun is still so important to his livelihood.
My village, we have 20,000 reindeers, so 70 families who help each other to work with the reindeers. And we take them into the corrals in the nighttime. We have the night light. It is the midnight sun. It's like a daytime. So we use that light so we can work and take the reindeers into the corrals.
And from ancient traditions to modern technology, light is also set to power the economy into the future. Sweden plans to generate all of its energy from renewable sources by 2040. And whilst hydroelectric and wind will provide a lot of this, solar power is becoming more important. Total capacity for 2022 is expected to be 2 gigawatts, similar to 2 nuclear power reactors. This represents a rise of around 2,000% in solar energy capacity since 2015. That's from a low base, but it shows Sweden is serious about solar. Even in one of the world's richest countries, natural light plays an important economic role. In Swedish Lapland, I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.
Well, on the topic of everlasting sunlight, researchers have found a new genetic modification technique that boosts a plant's ability to convert the sun's energy into food. Modified soybeans yielded 20% more crops, which scientists hope could alleviate food scarcity. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.